fun-filled episode of Marketing to Niches.
We are stepping in for the Best SEO Podcast. We will be doing Back to Your Regularly Scheduled Program next week, and we will have the same podcast format going forward, but we're just kind of showing you what else is out there and what we're doing. I think today is a really special day. We have some of our experts here in the office to talk about some different kinds of automations and how we're using them. This is going to be an advanced podcast, so get excited.
All right. As y'all know, that voice is the one and only Matt Bertram. I Build Your Brand Mania. There's tons of names he goes by. Co-owner. of course, me, Adam Gregory, your SEO expert. I have Aaron Weathers next to me. Aaron.
The fastest marketer
in the world.
Yeah.
And across from Aaron, Johan, your
analytics ninja.
Oh, I love it. Analytics ninja.
All right, so as Matt mentioned, you know, the main goal of this is to educate you on an advanced level of different automation softwares. So I'll go ahead and let...
Well, some of the things we're going to be talking about, just to kind of give you all an outline, if y'all, you know, want to fast forward or scroll backwards, I know how that goes with listening to the podcast. We're going to first talk about direct mailing and how you can create automations with mailers. Then we're going to go into Facebook bots. Then we're going to talk about email automation and some different tools that you might want to incorporate to increase productivity as well as to help leverage your time and do more. We'll touch on remarketing really quickly and then sum it up with some of the different softwares we're using. So,
all right, and the floor is yours.
The floor is mine with direct mail. And it's funny because a lot of people think direct mail is dead. In marketing, you know, everybody wants to go online, do Facebook, do social media, AdWords, all those different things. But direct mail is not dead. And I'm sure every time out there when you get something in the mail that's actually hand addressed with your name, you get excited because mostly all you're getting is bills, yeah. Right?
So the king is dead. Long live the king.
Yeah, so one of the cool things that we're actually doing is we're adding that to our process. And so what really happens is when somebody contacts us, maybe you're going to contact us for our website analysis, go to our website, ewebresults.com. But if you contact us, one of our ways to follow up with you will be a direct mail piece. And so Matt has kind of pushed that, and we're implementing that right now.
Well, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've done for one of our clients and the success you've had with the direct mail sequence. So we're talking about how to automate it, not just like a one mailer in the mail,
right?
But building basically in a campaign, which you can support that with online formats, taking people online, offline. There's a number of different ways you can do it. It's basically like changing location, building rapport. So why don't you kind of speak a little bit to the campaign you've been waist deep in, man? You've been working on a campaign real deep, right?
Right.
Now.
So this is actually a 3-4 step campaign that we're building. It's over the course of about 10 weeks, and we got the automation going. Not only direct mail, but we're also following up through email, and we got remarketing going. And so we're really hitting them from a lot of different points. They'll see you online, they'll see you offline, they're going to see you everywhere. And so with this particular direct mail automation, we're hitting them once every couple weeks. And this is to a list of super targeted prospects. They're like the perfect clients for our client. And we're pushing them out over that course of time with three specific hand-addressed direct mail pieces.
So one of the things I wanted to kind of jump in and add, and I think a lot of people when they're looking at direct mail, they have questions about, right? And one of the debates that we had too was it really makes a difference if it's a warm lead, like or a warm list, or it's a cold list, right? And so one of the big takeaways as we were building out this campaign is if you're going to do cold direct mail, it's got to be super targeted. It's got to be niche specific. You got to have the right keywords, terms, names, right, so they feel like you're speaking directly to them. And you got to create a bunch of segmented lists if you're going to go after different you know, buckets, right? Yeah. Like, or different personas. Now, if it's a warm list, okay, and they're familiar with your brand, it can be a little bit more standardized on the back end. That's more customized to you and what you're going to do for them. And so when you're building these direct mail, which we've heard mixed results from clients in the past that have come to us that have worked with it.
They're typically just sending postcards. You know?
We're talking about actually like lumpy mail, so putting things that are in the mail, which you get the letter and you try to open it and you're like, what is in there, right? Yeah. And
we're sparking curiosity.
Yeah. I got a dollar the other day in the mail to take a survey. They sent me a crisp $1 bill, and if I took the survey, they would send me 10 more dollars.
What? They got your attention.
Yeah, you're right.
I will say who it came from, but I did the survey. I'm waiting on my $10. It was a solid, I mean, and I'm not saying everyone needs to go out and do that, but wow. Like, that was the first time I've opened something and was like, hey, this is like...
I mean, I just think of like whatever's in McDonald's boxes, the little Happy Meals, right? Like, so anything that's like in a Happy Meal, it's the right size, it's kind of unique, and that I think, I've never really made this connection, but maybe McDonald's was thinking like direct mail when they're like, here's a Happy Meal, you know, it's like, I'm going to get something in the mail, it's unique, I don't know, that's maybe a stretch, but really that's kind of what we're talking about is... trying to grab the attention with all the ads and all the things that they're being hit with. I can tell you that, you know, just getting hit with even a postcard now and then, people have really shied away from it. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of opportunity there. And when we look at doing direct mail for clients, it's usually to incorporate into a B2B strategy that is supporting what their salespeople are doing in a sales cycle to create additional touch points.
Right.
It could get pretty pricey depending on the cost of your item if you're going to do B2C. But when B2B, you have higher ticket items, there's a lot more fun things that you can do.
Yeah. You can go higher in the cost to acquire somebody. And that's what the one we're working on is. We have zip codes. We have specific niches. You know, you can segment it on based a lot of different parameters. So
it's income level.
Yeah, income, how much the company's making, how many employees they have. Like all those parameters. So if you know your client like that, you might want to contact us.
So we're really having some success with it. We've seen that success, so we're actually implementing it in our process of what we're doing for ourselves.
Yeah.
So you can kind of check that out. Johan, why don't you kind of speak a little bit to Facebook bots, the Facebook bot. I know we've kind of talked about it in past podcasts. We've been working on it for a minute. Mm-hmm. It's basically ready to launch. We're going to launch it next week.
Yeah.
Kind of talk a little bit about your experience with that.
Yeah, so if you guys have noticed in the last, 3 to 5 years, the way we have communicated has slowly changed a little bit. Back then it was really just straight phone calls. Then it went to emails and stuff like that. And now it's more kind of like we get these text messages. So that is where most of, the way we're going to communicate in the next few years is really more of the SMS type of stuff.
So, I mean, kids in general, like, they don't even want to, like, talk to people, right? Yeah, right. They want to just text, like, even in the same house, you know what I mean? Hey, and
I don't even want to order my pizza if I have to call someone. Right. I just want to, like, text and be done.
Yeah.
Sure, right? You got to, like, wait on hold and, you got to talk to somebody. It's easier just to put in the order.
Yep.
Right.
And I can state to this because I'm a millennial as well, So if I don't have to call someone, like, I can message someone because it's instant. We want that instant communication with someone. It's straight to the point, short, simple. Not like those long emails and stuff like that. So that's where the Facebook chat is going, and it's slowly getting traction now. But a lot of companies are doing it. We're like Matt said, we're starting to implement it as well. We're going to be going live, next week with it. I wanted to share some stats. A report from Statista said that emails, they usually get an open rate of 5.9 to 18%. And, with an average click-through rate of 2%. And then comparing this to the Messenger bots, they're getting an 80% open rate with a 30% or more click-through rate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that emails, when they first came out, everybody was reading the emails, every word, you know, you spend 20 minutes, it's a real formal reply, and now emails have kind of become watered down, but emails are still, like, emails are now what snail mail was, which, you know, I guess we're moving through the progression here, but, I mean, I can tell you, like, Facebook Messenger is like AOL Messenger, right? You can see who's online, you can chat with them. The show-up rate for, you know, Messenger, like if you knew somebody or even if you didn't and they messaged you when you're live, was almost 90, you know, 99%. So now you're tacking on automation to something that already has an extremely high open rate. And now you talk about creating the value of technology and the leverage with the personalization and the automation. Why don't you talk a little bit about maybe some of the sequencing that, that we built and what people are going to expect when they go to our Facebook page and they can go check it out once it's up next week.
Yeah, so one of the sequences we built for, you know, for our podcast, you know, being the main point, you know, when people start coming into our website, we're going to try and push them to visit our podcast. You know,
when you come, talk to them.
When the visitors, when you come to our website.
Talk to them. Don't talk to us. Talk to them. You're talking to them right now.
Yeah, so let's say you go to our website, you're going to be pushed to go follow our podcast. And then once that's, you know, you're going through, it's kind of like part of the funnel. You go to our podcast, and then in 3 days, we're going to be asking you, you know, hey, have you listened to our podcast? If so, what you've liked about it, you know, what's interest you or stuff like that. And if you haven't, then we're going to keep pushing you to go and listen to our podcast.
These are slight nudges.
We're
having a conversation with you through a robot that we've pre-sequenced.
It's a nurturing process.
To share with you what we would love to do with you in person.
I think Facebook is really helping us out here because Facebook is pushing people to download that Facebook Messenger. I get Facebook ads all the time. And Facebook wants you to download their messenger. They're trying to get it on everybody's phones because everybody's using the phones is, you know, running their businesses and everything.
And I don't know if that's something to do with their platform. They're trying to get people on this addition, on this other platform. Because remember, you used to just message in Facebook.
Yeah.
But I bet that was probably wearing on their servers or something that they're throwing it to. Actually another app or something.
Like Messenger is like in the top 5% apps, you know, to download in the app store.
So you could say as a business owner, it's smart for you to download Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. And to get your people to get it on.
Why don't you speak to Johan, like why businesses might need to consider some type of like Facebook bot or customer service bot? Like what are some ways that people that are business owners could look at this as an expense that makes sense for them, right?
Yeah, so, you know, whenever, let's say, for example, you go to a website and, you know, they don't have an FAQs page, they don't have any, you know, information that they can, you know, abide to, then this is where kind of like a Facebook chat or any support chat can come in play and really give you, the, you know, that live communication with, you know, it can be a robot, but that robot can be programmed to sound personal. So that's another
and answer
way.
Questions and answer for you. Questions. And that's really what people want is I'm going to this website. I don't have the answer to my question. There's pre-programmed answers
pre-programmed answers.
If you called us on the phone, we would give you the same thing. We're not just putting it in a format that we can communicate to you.
So that saves you time, money, you know, all that good stuff. So
what are maybe another way that they might be able to use it?
So another way to use it would be to really, let's say if you're running like a promotion. So if you have a subscriber list on that Facebook chat bot, then you can, you know, send them a automated message, and it'll blast it out to all those people, similar to an email campaign where you send an email blast to, you know, all your database. It's the same stuff to here, but like I said, a messenger bot has a higher open rate compared to emails.
So wow, I mean that's pretty impressive. I mean it's definitely one of the trends of 2018. There's a lot of different services out there where you can create your own bot for free. It's really a new market that's starting to grow. We'd encourage you to check it out if you want to stay cutting edge and see how you might be able to incorporate it into your business. Kind of just stepping into, you know, I think remarketing, I'm just going to kind of touch on remarketing really quickly. I know, or retargeting. You know, we say remarketing, and then like, you talk to somebody else, they're like, retargeting? And it's like, you know, that word is kind of synonymous, but certain people are using it for different things. Right. And I think it is really retargeting is the correct term, and then we're calling it remarketing. But remarketing in itself can be sequenced out. I mean, Aaron, you want to kind of speak to resequencing or even Johan, like sequences that you can build in email marketing. It's basically email marketing without the email, right? Yep. Like you can show someone different ads over time and you don't have to have their email address. You got to just have them hit your website, you know, and it's so powerful. I think it's 400% increase in conversions on average from one study for people that implement remarketing. A lot of clients coming in are not utilizing this tool.
At all. It's crazy. It's crazy to me that you're spending all these dollars on ads and not
on remarketing.
Because basically, it takes four times as much money to grab a new customer as it does to a customer you already had. But the remarketing piece is in between that. And so it costs you less to remarket to people that have already visited your site. And so if you pay $5 a click, $10 a click, whatever the click costs, you have the ability to speak to them again through wherever. It could be on Facebook. It can be on AdWords. YouTube is awesome. Those views are really cheap. Cheap branding.
And they're almost doing like two commercials now.
Two commercials. You can't
skip. I haven't been able to skip after 5 seconds in like forever.
Have you seen on Facebook now in between the different stories?
Yes.
They're putting ads on there?
They're getting
Instagram has that as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a little bitty, where it's just enough to notice it, but it sticks.
So here was a data that I just read. It said by, I think, 2020, 80% of all content online is going to be videos.
Yeah.
I mean, we were doing some work for a client earlier, and we found one of the competitors had all videos.
Whole FAQ was video. Awesome. That's what it needs to be.
So that's a good way too. But with the remarketing, you want to be everywhere. You want to touch them a bunch of times so they can recognize you. Just like I said, YouTube is really cheap. You can get really cheap views, and that's the cheapest branding you can really find is YouTube, 2 cent views. But the remarketing, how you want to segment it is, let's say you have people that have visited your site in less than 24 hours, 5 days, 10 days, 15 days. And I'll let Johan talk about how we segment the different pieces of content when we're working on like PPC ads, Facebook and AdWords.
Yeah, so, you know, we typically like to set it, you know, anywhere between, like, like Aaron was saying, the 24-hour time frame, and then, you know, a 7-day, then, like, a 30-day. And the reason being is, like, you know, they visited your site on that first day, you know, they're like, pushing to kind of, like, buy, but they're not ready to buy yet. So you can remarket to them with, you know, that specific, let's say if it's a e-commerce site, if they went to go and see, you know, shoes that you were selling, then you want to show that same product on that 24-hour time frame. And let's say, for example, on the 7th day, if they still haven't purchased that order or that product, then you can give them like a, hey, get free shipping on your order. And if they still have an order on the 30 day, then you tell them to get a 10% off coupon or something like that. So that's how you're able to sequence it and get people to ultimately purchase from you. Because like Matt always says, you know, people, you know, they're ready to buy. Only 3% of the people are ready to buy.
Now. And even that, You can put out a review. You can put out blog content for service-based businesses. You can do all the different things. You can put out video on YouTube, just like I said. And it just gives them more time to see you in a different light as well. And so they'll recognize you.
So one of the ways to game the system a little bit is download the downloadable or request a review or whatever, and then just wait, and they'll hit you with that stronger offer. You know what I mean?
Add it to your cart and leave.
Wait for the remarketing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're okay with not having that instant gratification, you can usually get a better deal on stuff. So really, as more time goes on, the offer should be getting stronger and stronger. And really, when we look at it, looking at a 90-day period, is 40% of people are ready to buy in that 90-day period. So only 3%, like you said, is needle in a haystack ready to buy now. But if you can increase that to 90 days, now you're touching 40% of the market. Mm-hmm. After that 90 days, maybe put them on some kind of nurture sequence.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, definitely as time goes on, you have to increase your offer. You have to increase your value proposition and bring them back to you.
Yeah.
Right?
And and one little pro tip.
We need a buzzer or something.
All right, pro tip.
When you're remarketing over that 90-day period, after about the 40th day, you stop the ad. And so what happens is people get so used to seeing your ad that when you stop it, they won't really notice it. But when you come back, they'll notice you again. Mm-hmm. And so between 40 and 50 and maybe like 60 and 70 days, you stop it for the 10 days. And when you pop back up again, they'll notice you again and remember, oh, yeah, they do have that one thing that I like.
Yeah.
So we're really getting into some psychology. Okay.
Yes,
one of the things that I can tell you, though, that I've been getting asked a lot as I've been going on podcasts and speaking and stuff about the book is people are saying, hey, I love all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. And really, that's what I go into in the book is kind of some of the psychology behind building authority and that sort of thing. I think that this really falls into that category.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to cover everything with SEO, right? So anything internet marketing, right, will fall into that podcast. We're trying to, in this podcast, even though we're marketing to niches, we're breaking down some advanced strategies to use. We really want to start doing interviews on marketing to niches of the different niches to see how it works so it could apply to their business.
Yeah.
And then we probably need to, you know, at the beginning of the year, start a Build Your Brand Mania podcast that is talking about the psychology and branding and how to build authority and go into some more detail there. So if someone's looking for something in particular where they want to hear interviews, mm-hmm. and know things about the niches, or if they want to just know general SEO stuff, or if they want to understand like how to build authority and branding, we create maybe some different avenues,
right,
for them to be able to do that, you know? So I think jumping back to automation, though, trying to kind of bring everything back, there's so many different tools and resources out there that you can leverage within your email box. And we're not just talking sending out emails,
mm-hmm.
but we're talking things like Boomerang and canned responses and things to increase your productivity. Aaron, why don't you kind of speak to a few of these things and share with people how they might automate their life to make it easier and create more time for themselves?
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways, like Matt mentioned Boomerang. A lot of people might be, it's pretty popular now with businesses, especially with Boomerang. Another one we use with our clients is Rebump. So sometimes you get super busy clients. You know, you guys are busy out there running your business, making profits hand over fist. What Rebump does is basically it's a sequence within your Gmail box. And so when I'll send a client something, maybe they didn't see it after the first time. Mm-hmm. What it'll do is it'll send them another message after a couple of days. I don't have to do anything. All I do is click a button, and mm-hmm. it'll send, for mine, it's 4 follow-up emails. Like, hey, did you get my email?
Yeah.
Just wanted to circle back. I know you're super busy.
I know all of you out there right now have people that you're thinking this would work awesome for.
Yeah,
okay?
Do not respond.
That don't respond to your emails, and it slows the process up. I mean, this is like, what is it, like $5 a month or something like that? Or
yeah.
is it more
it's
now?
Actually four, it's actually 4. If you have, you know, the G Suite for business is like 12. So, you know, this is in addition to whatever CRM you use. And I know you get the red flags and the red and the yellow. You haven't hit this person up yet. And I'm sure you've seen the new Gmail. New Gmail has new super features,
yeah.
and it snoozes and
new
it
Gmail
does
awesome.
A whole bunch of things. So these are kind of things to add on to that because everybody out there, if you're in your email box, you know it can get taxing and run you down. So Rebump is definitely a good tool that I like to use.
I can tell you, just kind of transitioning a little bit to email automation and different if-then sequences, lead scoring starting to become a lot more important when you're segmenting your lists,
mm-hmm.
and being able to give different quality scores or activity scores based on what they do to hit a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
We've set it up where if you've looked at a certain number of things on our website, the tough thing is with the podcast is we can't get all that data.
Right.
And that's one of the things out there. There's a lot of you that have called in the past. I've been listening for months. I've been listening for years.
We're like,
and we have no way to really contact you because we're pushed out on all these different platforms, mm-hmm. and they haven't built tools for us to be able to reach you. Mm-hmm. And so we would encourage you to check out our Facebook page and check out our bot. Maybe come to our website so we can remarket to you. If you want to ghost us, it's okay.
Or even buy Matt's book, Build Your Brand Mania.
No, then I can't. We can't get a hold of you either unless you leave a review. Amazon's the same way. So email automation, it's really important to build your email list because it's a tool that you can use to keep communicating with somebody. On average, people have their email for about 8 years on average, just like a physical address. And so there's a lot of great things that you can do with email, and email's not dead either. Snail mail's not dead. Yeah. Emails are not dead.
Don't believe it.
Don't follow the shiny new object. These are core strategies.
Yeah.
Again, though, people communicate differently, but they're still communicating about the same type of things, mm-hmm. right? Yes. So the whatever medium you're sharing it on, people are still communicating. They're just maybe communicating mm-hmm. in a different way. Does that make sense? Does anybody?
Yeah, it just really depends on your target audience, who they are. If they're millennials like me, then I want to be hit on SMS. If it's like people like Matt's age, you know, emails.
What's that supposed to mean?
What's that mean?
I like billboards. What's wrong with that? No, John, you're right though. I mean, everybody's got their different way. Mm-hmm. That they want to be marketed, I guess you could say.
Well, some people on Facebook Messenger don't respond. Some people, that's the best way for them to respond. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's email. Yep. Some, it's text. You know, some, it's like, hey, I want you to pick up the phone. I want to talk to you, mm-hmm. right? And and we can't put people in buckets and labels and all that based on, what is it, generation?
Yep.
But different people run their business differently, and you got to really ask people, what is the best way that I can get back in touch with you?
Right.
Even some people, snail mail's a great way. If I mean, go back to Dan Kennedy.
That's what I was about to say. Why don't you? He doesn't even own a phone.
I mean, see, Dan Kennedy, you got to send him a fax like once a week.
Yeah.
You got to put everything in. So everybody communicates differently, and these are just different tools to reach people. With that becomes overwhelming, right? If you're not on Instagram all the time, or if you're not on Snapchat anymore. I mean, who's on Snapchat anymore? I don't know. After Instagram stories came out, it's kind of like, So you gotta really think about that, and really automation supports how you're communicating. It helps personalize things. Does anybody want to speak to the personalization that you can utilize through automation tools?
So I shared this with Aaron the other day, and this may be a little bit off of that, but at the same time, it's not. Someone that does a killer job of email remarketing marketing is TexasHumor.com. These guys, look, they create a new email address and send me something every day, and it's really personal. I mean, it's to the, I believe this is the one I sent Aaron, you know, it's like, howdy, well, it says Jen, because my wife's Jen. You know, just checking in with you before we remove you from our email address. I know you've been interested in our Texas Humor store before, but not be anymore. I don't want to bug you if not. And then they go into a sales. If you're not interested, if you are still interested, I'll give you 40% off our newest item. Just click here. And then, you know, they keep going on. But it's like these guys are personalized.
So you just brought up a really good point is when you're building email campaigns or automations on any platform, you really need to think about what is the relationship you want to have with that customer. If you want to be their best friend, like Texas Humor wants to be your best friend, you talk to your best friend every day. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other people that you talk to once a week or people you talk to once a month. Now, the people you talk to once a quarter, like they might even forget who you are. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. that's really the max you can go. But monthly is really solid, or weekly, you're a little bit closer to somebody, right? Who you talk to, think about who you talk to weekly, and then think about who you talk to daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, the relationship's going to be stronger with more. A lot of people go, I don't want to bother them. Mm-hmm. You know, I will.
Yeah, that's the common thing. I don't want to bother people. Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people approach marketing with their own opinion.
Right.
I wouldn't do that, so nobody else wants to do it. And that's dangerous because other people like other things, and you really have to go out there and test to see what the best mode is. Mm-hmm. And so never go based on your own opinion. You have to go based on the data and test it out to see.
Yeah. So I really, you know, where I was kind of getting to with the personalization, though, is you can create different fields, their name in the subject line, their company, where you met them, depending on... It's really trash in, trash out. So the better you put data in on the front end, the better it's going to, you're going to be able to utilize it on the back end. And if you're going to get that advanced, really it's the measure twice, cut once strategy. Put all the time and energy on the front end. We see with people that are more organized in general, like Sammy, our content manager, the most organized person I've ever met. You know, she plans out her day. She puts so much time into the front end and inputting everything right. It actually saves her time later because it's all labeled correctly. It's all filed correctly. And people get moving so quickly sometimes, it'll take them 20 minutes or 30 minutes to just go find what they need to do the work. And then sometimes they miss it. So putting a little more time in on the front end creates a lot of benefit on the back end. That's kind of the same concept. There's a weak parallel there with automation. Figure out what you want to do with your clients or your customers or whoever you want to communicate with, and what would be the sequence and what would you typically say to them. Now, if you're saying that thing over and over again to more people, you can find a way to automate that with all the tools that there is online. Is there anything anybody wants to add about email automation? Because I want Adam to kind of really hit on some of the things that you can do with social, right? Because social's the big shiny object in the room right now. What are some ways that people get overwhelmed? Business owners get overwhelmed with
managing social.
Social media. How would someone that's a one-man show that's running a business or one-woman show that's running a business be able to, I got to get in the social game, but I just don't have time?
Well, this isn't a pro tip, but it's a tip, and it's worked for Aaron and I on a few occasions, but if this, then IFTTT. It's a great service. It's free. You can link all of your accounts. Now, be careful.
double posting.
Because, so, like, Twitter, you know, they're starting to crack down on automations, you know, use of multiple accounts. So, you know, if you're using your one Twitter account, your Facebook, your Pinterest, and you can even link this to your blogs. So say you have a blog on your website, you're a one-man show, you post your blog, now you can set it up where your blog goes to your Pinterest, and then from your, you know, Pinterest it gets shared to your
Facebook,
and then from Facebook to Twitter, you know, and you can set it up all different ways, because there's some stuff you don't want to post, you know, like you don't want your Twitter or your Twitter post going up on Facebook because it looks spammy, but you could share Facebook into Twitter. It's just kind of trying to figure out the right rhythm. You know, Aaron, I know you can add to this a little bit more.
I like the automation because it really, the game is a lot about distribution. Yes. And so the best way you can do
syndication.
That is with automation, get syndicated in as many places as possible. So when we're connecting the accounts, we have, you know, 20 whatever accounts connected to it, and you want to see that same blog post everywhere. It's kind of like it's kind of like a press release.
Yep.
So you're building your own.
And obviously Google likes it because Google's seeing this.
Google loves it. So if you're about there thinking while we're talking, like, oh, nobody uses that for my service, well, Google does. Google, them spiders will find it. And so spiders help you get a boost in the SEO.
I mean, not just SEO, you're going to get some referral traffic too. You want to be on as many platforms as possible. You really want to be able to...
Minus Google Plus.
Google Plus is dead. And it's the king is dead, and I'm not sure he's coming back.
Punch in the face for Camille, because I was actually on the phone the day it came out, and she was like, did you see it? And I was like, no, I didn't see it. So Camille, I was on a 15-minute call with her earlier in the week, and she told me about it.
So IFTT is also something we incorporate into our 3-month strategy for SEO with clients. We're really able to do what most companies it takes 6 months to do in 3 months with this customized strategy and the things that we build in. So IFTT is something that we absolutely use. If you think you can use it for you, type in IFTT recipes and you can see all the different things that you could do with it and how to plug it in and utilize it. And it's a great tool. I mean, you're even seeing automations being used in home, mm-hmm. home, like smart homes, yeah. and how everything's being linked together, your air conditioning, your lights.
And I'm honest, I actually think that IFTTT, we always forget the last T, can do some of that. Don't correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to see that. I've seen some crazy recipes out there based off of, like, if my air conditioner does this, turn this on.
I mean, lights come on when it gets dark, if you're out of town, these kind of things. I mean, you've seen those commercials mm-hmm. where it's like over the top sick. It's basically like the time and everything changes and the window comes up.
And you can build your own recipes too.
Yes.
So if you see something that's not, and you see, you know, there's just so much you can do with that platform alone that's just great. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
So guys, we're going to kind of wrap this up. I didn't know if anybody had any final tips, but I just really wanted to tell everybody again, we will be back to our regularly scheduled program. Chris has been in and out, and I know that format is popular. We just kind of wanted to show you other formats and other information and deliver things to you in a different way. And also for you to understand that we got some real experts here at eWeb Results, and definitely reach out to us. We're friendly.
Yeah, give us a call today. You know, we still offer that free 15-minute website analysis.
And we're actually, like, really, it's really a 20-minute call. It's actually really a 30-minute call.
Or it could be longer.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had, like, maybe one time if I'm walking into a meeting, I'm like, I have to go. Yeah. but it really is a lot of value. People walk away with questions answered. And we just encourage you to check us out. And if you like this format, please leave us a review. Let us know that. We need feedback from you to start guiding where you want us to go. This will be up soon under Marketing with Niches. It's not out there yet.
It will be posted on the regular podcast. Yeah. Well, obviously, you'll be listening to it, so you don't know that.
You found it.
You found it. Hey, you found us.
And also the thumbnail for Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing is either changed or will be changed on all major platforms. Just look for Chris and me as bobbleheads, caricatures. But just if you're looking for us, you might have to look a little harder.
All right. Well, you know, this does wrap up another episode. And thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Adam.
I like that.
Everyone pat yourself on the back. We're gonna tune this in better. But hope everyone has a great day, and goodbye for now. I guess. So,
cheers.
Bye.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined, I'm gonna find my gold mine. I think she's gonna set me free.